Well, I actually started modelling when I was in my teens, sort of as a joke. You see, I never really thought of myself as exceptionally beautiful. I've always thought I was rather plain, nothing out of the ordinary or anything. When I was going through my teens, I was really concerned about how I looked, and I hated my body, and my face was just really self-conscious. Well, my uncle is a professional photographer, and to help me get over this negativity I had about my body, he brought me to a studio and dressed me up and took some photographs of me. He put together my portfolio and sent it off to a few modelling agencies, and he said, "I'll bet you get a job offer in no time." You know, we both took the whole thing as kind of a joke, but sure enough, one of the agencies got in touch with us and I started modelling. Well, most people don't think so, but it really is. I mean, psychologically, it really takes its toll. You always have to be concerned about your body and always take care of yourself. It seems like everybody wants their models to be thinner and thinner these days, so you have to keep a very careful diet. The pressure to be thin is so great, some girls turn to drugs or bulimia and just really get unhealthy, both physically and mentally. My program is much more natural, diet and regular exercise, but I love my body and I think I would take care of it even if I wasn't doing this job. Photo shoots can be a lot of fun when they take place in exotic locations and stuff like that. I once did a photo shoot for a new line of bikinis, so I was flown out to Hawaii and they had me standing under these great waterfalls and it was really beautiful. But it's not really like a vacation because the minute you're done shooting, they usually whisk you back to the airport and you don't have any time to see any of the sights. But what I really love are fashion shows. There's nothing like being on a live show. You know, you're with these really big names in the business and everyone is excited about the launching of a new line. And I love the pressure of it. You come in off the catwalk and instantly someone is there to whip off your clothes and you have to change into an entirely new outfit in only a few minutes. And there's always problems. Someone has misplaced a necklace or a shirt gets ripped in the rush or something. But when you have to walk out in front of those cameras again, you've got to be cool as ice. Like you're just taking a stroll through the park. You know, the feeling at the end of a successful show, when you're out there with the designers and everyone's applauding, it's great. It makes you feel like there's a little part of you in all of those wonderful dresses and clothes that are being sold all over the world.